The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com. So an interesting exercise that I know some Michigan fans have been partaking in, and that's sort of doing the seeding thing as far as the Big Ten tournament is concerned. Most notable in the analysis is, you know, the possibility that Michigan will play Michigan State three consecutive times. So the back-to-back to end the season, Michigan obviously gets byes early in the Big Ten tournament. And to be on the same side of the bracket, if Michigan State were to advance, according to one projection, that would have them facing Michigan State three consecutive times. I don't know that that was, I think that was before the loss to Maryland. I don't know where things stand now, Mr. Weintraub.
All right, so after that game has shuffled, here's the middle of the Big Ten. You have Maryland at 7 at 9-9. Rutgers is listed in the 8th spot. They're also at 9-9. Then Michigan State is listed in 9th at 7-10, and then Indiana is listed in 10th at 7-10. And there's one other team still in this conversation, that's Minnesota at 6-12. So the first part of this, Sam, obviously, is Michigan wins tomorrow, they lock the number one seed up. Or if they win one more time, they're going to win the lock up the number one seed. So what you're talking about is how will Michigan State be or not be in the 8-9 game? So first of all, Michigan State would have to win the Thursday game if they're in the 8-9 game to even get to the Friday against Michigan. So that is a part of the conversation. But in order for them to be in the 8-9 or not be. So first of all, Maryland at 9-9, they finish with Northwestern and Penn State. If Maryland continues playing the way that they are playing, just for argument's sake, they're 11-9. Based on how they're playing, you would think that they're going to win those games. Rutgers, who has been struggling, they're at Nebraska and at Minnesota. They, based on the way they've been playing, I actually think they're going to split those games. And so they're 10-10.
You think so?
I think Minnesota has been playing.
I think they're going to beat.
Minnesota hasn't been playing all that well either, but at the same, Rutgers has not played well away from home, and it's at Minnesota. So I'm going to give them the loss just to, also it makes it more congested in the middle to kind of create this conversation to see how the tiebreakers and everything goes. Then you've got Michigan State. They play Indiana at home at the Breslin, then they come here, and then they're back up at, then they're back up against Michigan at the Breslin. That Indiana game is huge for them because Indiana's also at 7-10. So, Sam, I'm going to ask you to predict the game. Michigan State hosting Indiana this week. Who do you think will win the game? Because that dictates a lot in this conversation.
I actually think Michigan State's going to win that game. I think Archie Miller is hanging on. Archie Miller and Richard Pitino, I think, are both in trouble. Probably Richard more than Archie because of Archie's contract. But both of those guys, their fan bases are through with them. And you understand why with the way their teams have fizzled after looking like earlier in the season, looking like they were upper tier conference teams and tournament locks. Now you look at them, it's like, wow, they have just crashed. And so I think Indiana is going to lose that game. That'll be a victory for the Spartans, I think.
And you also would predict Indiana to lose at Purdue to end the regular season, which would make them finish at 7-12. Michigan State with two games against Michigan to play would be 8-10. And so if they split and they're 9-11, that's better than 7-12. If they lose them both and they're 8-12, that's still better than 7-12. So that Indiana-Michigan State game is more or less what more than likely is going to dictate who is in the 9 or 10 spot. I guess in theory, based on records, you could move up to 8, but being the difference between 8 and 9 is negligible. But the Michigan State-Indiana game, which is when this week? Is it tomorrow night? Or is it, I can't remember if it's tomorrow night or Wednesday night. But that's going to be the game that is – and that game is tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. So Michigan plays Illinois at 7. Indiana plays Michigan State at 8 o'clock. And that game, that's the linchpin for Michigan State. If they want a chance to be in the top half, right? If you want to be – or not top half, but even if you want to be in the 9, 8, or 7 window, they have to beat Indiana. And that would more or less lock them into that spot. Because I think more what could not I think could hold them back if Minnesota beats Penn State and Rutgers, they could. But I still think they played one fewer game, and I think the percentage points would lock it out. I think Michigan State would have to go 0-3 to not be in the 8-9 game, based on how I look at it. And so that sets up potentially if they then won the 8-9 game, a third straight matchup with Michigan, which is what you're talking about. It's definitely possible. It's in the more possible than not.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Armaan Franklin plays in that game for Indiana. That might make a difference for them. He's Indiana's second leading scorer, their best three-point shooter. He didn't play against Michigan. They said he was in a boot before the game. Never heard what the prognosis was, how long they expected him to be out. But that's a guy they need in that game, if they're going to beat Michigan State. Unless Michigan State comes out and shoots it like they did against Maryland. I mean, they were, like I said, it was like,
yeah, but Archie's no Terz, so I don't think he can have his boys ready to play. Wow, that is quite the insult to Archie Miller. Indiana fans may not disagree, right? Though. But that's it shows you how congested the middle of the Big Ten is. You know, Michigan obviously has created a decent amount of separation, especially with one more win to lock it up. Illinois is pretty comfortably in that two spot. Iowa, Purdue at 12-6 and 11-6, for that matter, Ohio State at 12-7. They're all fighting for that 3-4 spot. You obviously would much rather be in the 3-4 than in the 5 spot. And so there's a lot of competition in that wind, in that, you know, to the 2 through 5, there's a lot of battling going on to stay, to keep the buys and to get into the top 4. And then below that, there's a lot of competition in the middle to for jockeying for position. And then obviously Nebraska is all the way at the bottom. I mean, I guess Nebraska has a chance to not be at the bottom, but they're going to be at the bottom. Northwestern more than likely will. Think about how far north. Remember when they were ranked, Sam? Northwestern's 4-13 in the league. Michigan beat them. They haven't done anything since. It's kind of like what's happened. So maybe that's what happened to Ohio State, Sam. But same thing happened to Northwestern. Michigan beat them. What has happened to Northwestern since? They've been awful. Maybe that's what happened to Ohio State.
Well, you know, and as bad as Archie has been in the eyes of Indiana fans, he, when it comes to press conference credit to the opposition, he's A1. I mean, Jeff Rabjohnson, we've had on this show from Pigs.com, he sent me a quote from Archie Miller post game. It was a question about how good is Michigan, as good as people say they are, and read you this quote going out. He said, "No question, they deserve all the whatever the words you want to use, accolades, praise. They deserve it all. First and foremost, I think regardless of how they play on offense and defense, they have a great spirit about them. I think that's one thing you probably have to look at Michigan and just look at the way they vibe and they play on both ends of the floor. They get after you. They play hard for one another. They have a great bounce to them. So you can tell they're very together. That's a big part of what they're doing." He goes on effusive in his praise of Michigan. He closed by saying, "They're the real deal." We got to get to a break. Back on the other side with Scott Bell here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.